This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Tonight on Double Tap Canada, the team is going to discuss the Microsoft Ability Summit. We're pleased to have our friend Stephen Scott, one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, to talk a little bit of tech with us from Glasgow, Scotland. Hey, Stephen, how are you, my friend?
I'm all right, Dave. How are you this week?
Doing pretty well. I hear you've been having some pretty interesting experiences here with the Microsoft Ability Summit, but I think we need to start with a nice big broad stroke. So, Stephen, give myself and the listeners a better idea. What is the Microsoft Ability Summit?
Well, it was set up 11 years ago, and the intention was for it to really be a place where people at Microsoft could learn about the benefits of accessibility in products. So you would have staff come along who were working on various products across the Microsoft range and learn about accessibility. Now, to be fair, it started life off as pretty much a small room, a couple of cans of, let's just say, not Coke, and some pizza, right? And people would come in, and it was kind of like almost like an after event, after work event. So that has grown from what was literally maybe 5 to 10, maybe 50 people in the end in a room, up to now where this week we are seeing over 11,000 people from all over the world, over 105 countries represented and attending this event, which is all about promoting accessibility in all its forms and really pushing out the message from Microsoft that accessibility is it's the most important thing you can do in your products.
You've mentioned some of that significant growth, and when you get those big growths, you start getting bigger and bigger speakers popping by the event. So who are some of the folks who are going to be presenting?
Well, there's politicians from around the world, a lot of government involvement here because, of course, as we all know, as blind and partially sighted people, not everything comes through being nice. Sometimes you've got to be a bit more involved with your governments, and the government of Canada is represented there, as is the government of the UK. Interestingly, the US government. Moving on. But yeah, it's a work in progress, I think. But, you know, it's very interesting to see big names from companies like Tommy Hilfiger. You know, Nazarene was talking about being ripped. I consider myself in that category, obviously. Well, my clothes are, at least. But, you know, the big brand names like that, like IKEA, Salesforce, which is, of course, a major IT platform around the world. And, you know, we're hearing people turn up from those companies to talk about their products and how they are building in accessibility, essentially through Microsoft. Because, as we know, these products that these companies use are based on Microsoft. So, you know, at the very core, accessibility is key. And we have that with Microsoft.
Stephen, you're being a little bit humble. I asked who some of the big names involved are. You're involved. Come on now.
So, well, yeah, what? Really? Yeah, so I suppose.
Who are you going to be presenting?
And actually, I should give a shout out to Steve Saylor as well.
Canadian.
Steve Saylor's on there as well. He did a fantastic talk yesterday all about gaming and the importance of accessibility in games. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure we mentioned him. Yes, I'm there as well. I have no idea why. They put me in the bracket of expert. That immediately terrified me.
Oh, my.
Because I'm an expert of nothing. I can't even, you know, I can't boil water in a microwave, but they put me on this thing. But I'm going along, and really what I'm trying to do and what I've been asked to do by Microsoft is fly the flag for the common person, the everyday person who is struggling with their technology, who feels or worries about where technology is going, and really trying to showcase that feeling in the room. Because it's all very well getting all excited about all this technology and you know where we are and all the rest. We have come a long way, no doubt. But there's still a lot of us out there who are worried or concerned. You know, look at the numbers of people who are not in work, who are blind or partially sighted.
Yeah,
those numbers are dire. They're very high. And, you know, as we come out of a pandemic where everybody's scrambling for work, we've got to make sure we don't get lost in that. So it's important that we keep the voice of the every person in there as well.
Absolutely. Stephen, you were in attendance yesterday. Give us a bit of the inside scoop. How did everything go yesterday? What did you take away from the event?
Well, I was brilliant. I mean, you know,
right,
that was
of course.
Obvious.
I mean, obviously.
Aside that,
it's been all over TikTok today, talking about how great this guy Stephen was.
Oh, God. If I'm all over social media, there's something, I guarantee it's gone horribly wrong. it was brilliant, and it was great to be in attendance. I think the key thing for me at this event is that the speakers who are there, the people who are attending, but yes, the speakers on stage, virtually, obviously, they're disabled people. And that is so important. Right, that is the key, you know. And Microsoft have this thing. Jenny LeFleur, who is the chief accessibility officer for Microsoft, she was wearing a T-shirt yesterday that said "Nothing about us without us." And I think that's such an important message. And they're proving that. They're pushing that message. I'm calling what Microsoft are doing these days meaningful accessibility, really meaningful, not just to them as a company, so they can shift more widgets, but actually out there in the world, they are promoting accessibility in a way that other companies who've got the same power, if not more power, I don't think are doing as much of.
Mm.
So I'm not going to say anything related to fruit companies, but, you know, I'm an Apple fanboy, as you know. But could they do better around accessibility and promotion of it? I think so. They very rarely talk about it. So I think Microsoft are putting their money where their mouth is and saying we're putting an investment in this. They've just launched this big Disability Divide event at the Ability Summit. And that is a 5-year campaign to push forward accessibility in products. You know, a lot of people might not realize, for example, Dave, that LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something which is has a lot of issues there. How does someone who's disabled use that? Well, they're going to be putting effort into that. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it, Dave. I'm excited about Microsoft. I'm excited about stuff that feels like it's wearing a suit. But, you know, there you go.
This is how old age comes for us all, Stephen. We all can't be a cool, hip,
we're not all Nazarene.
Yeah, we can't be all Chugi forever, you know? Sometimes we have to move forward and become Gucci in our own way. Stephen, this event, as mentioned, it got going yesterday. Is it too late for the public to get involved? And where can they find more information?
No, that's what's great about this. So registration is continuing right through the event, right up to the end, and everything that you may have missed yesterday is available on demand. So you can go in. You do have to have a Microsoft account or a Teams account at least. So you have to have that, and you can sign up for one of those easily on Microsoft.com. But well worth doing, because this will be back again next year, and a lot of learning to take away, a lot of listening to do if you're going to take part in this year. To catch up with some of those conversations. It's a really exciting event to get involved in.
What else do you guys have on deck for tonight's episode of Double Tap Canada?
Well, what are we talking about? So I got my ear tags.
Oh!
I'm just not... It's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm not massively excited about them, Dave.
Okay. I don't want to spoil tonight's episode. I don't want to have you give away all your takes right now. But how much of that do you think is about anticipation? Because the product was so anticipated for so long that therefore your expectation level is so, so high that when you finally kind of get it into your hands, you're like, well, I guess this is what I kind of expected. But because my expectation was so high... Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just expected it to be like a tile, and it is. I mean, you know, it's a tile with added features, right? Because it's obviously got the whole Apple ecosystem behind it, and I think it certainly handles lost AirTags a lot better. So, you know, if you lose one outside of your home, it's not the end of the world. You don't have to hope that the person walking by it has a tile, has a you know, paid account. You don't have to worry about all that. Whereas with Apple, you know, you literally just, as anyone walks by with an iPhone, you'll get a ping. I talk about the hello, hi, you know, thing going on between the AirTag and the iPhone. And then that bounces that information up to the cloud so you know where it was last seen. So, you know, I think that is probably the best feature of it. But other than that, I have no idea why Apple brought this out. And I'm a bit worried that Apple are starting to chase and get... if I'm honest, feel a bit desperate with this one. I don't see the point in it. I really don't. Other companies are doing this. They're doing it well. They could have integrated better with third-party applications like Tile. instead of working with them, they're trying to push against and create their own these days. And I think we saw this story in the 90s with Apple, and I really don't want to go down this route again.
Well, you really have been radicalized by one Microsoft event. It's turning
one event. I know. Yeah, what has happened
just like,
to you?
Just like that. That's how it goes. You're no longer an Apple guy.
I'll be
guy.
Buying my suit in a week's time.
No longer an Apple guy. He's a pear guy now. Stephen, all the best. All the best to you, my friend. Have a nice day, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Stephen Scott. He's one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, which you can hear Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. But don't forget to search out their podcast as well. Just punch in Double Tap Canada on your favorite podcasting platform. And you can also follow them on social media, on Twitter, at Double Tap Canada, at Double Tap Canada. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.